hope for justice fades in Pakistan. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A judge recently granted bail to at least 52 Muslims accused of killing an elderly Christian man over a false blasphemy accusation. The bail decision follows sloppy investigation work, extremist threats, and a massive rally supporting the mob attack. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"This is a pro-Islamist rally in favor, in support of people who've been accused of beating a man to death."
But hope remains as the gospel continues making inroads despite widespread oppression. Pray for Pakistan's believers.
Pray for their safety and for their protection. I think also we want to pray for a spirit of encouragement and a spirit of hope, that they're filled with the hope of Christ, and that even amidst the pressure, they can be an example to the people around them.
And for adults trapped in poverty in India, literacy classes can transform their hearts and lives. Regan Miller with Mission India tells the story of Rajashree, who was caught in addiction and carrying the burden of providing for her family.
As much as she wanted to change her life, she didn't know how. And then an adult literacy class came along and she was able to enroll. Not only did she learn how to read and write, but she got care from a compassionate Christian teacher. Through that teacher's discipleship and the Bible-based lessons, Rajashree actually came to faith in Jesus, and it changed everything.
Rajashree's anger left her. She and her husband quit their addictions and even started a small business. Would you pray for her entire family to come to know Christ as their Savior? And consider sending another person like her to a literacy class. Costs just $40 a year. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.